This is the reading for June 21st. Job chapter 22. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "Can anyone be of real use to God? Can even a wise person do him good? Does it help the Almighty for you to be good? Does he gain anything if you are innocent? Does God punish you for respecting him? Does he bring you into court for this? No, it is because your evil is without limits and your sins have no end. You took your brother's things for a debt they didn't owe. You took clothes from people and left them naked. You did not give water to tired people and you kept food from the hungry. You were a powerful man who owned land. You were honored and lived in the land. But you sent widows away empty-handed, and you mistreated orphans. That is why traps are all around you, and sudden danger frightens you. That is why it is so dark you cannot see, and a flood of water covers you. God is in the highest part of heaven. See how high the highest stars are? But you ask, what does God know? Can he judge us through the dark clouds? Thick clouds cover him, so he cannot see us as he walks around high up in the sky. Are you going to stay on the old path where evil people walk? They were carried away before their time was up, and their foundations were washed away by a flood. They said to God, 'Leave us alone. The Almighty can do nothing to us.' But it was God who filled their houses with good things. Their way of thinking is different from mine. Good people can watch and be glad. The innocent can laugh at them and say, 'Surely our enemies are destroyed, and fire burns up their wealth.' Obey God and be at peace with him. This is the way to happiness. Accept teaching from his mouth and keep his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be blessed again. So remove evil from your house. Throw your gold nuggets into the dust and your fine gold among the rocks in the ravines. Then the Almighty will be your gold and the best silver for you. You will find pleasure in the Almighty and you will look up to him. You will pray to him and he will hear you, and you will keep your promises to him. Anything you decide will be done, and light will shine on your ways. When people are made humble and you say, 'Have courage,' then the humble will be saved. Even a guilty person will escape and be saved because your hands are clean." 1 Chronicles chapter 1. Adam was the father of Seth. Seth was the father of Enosh. Enosh was the father of Kenan. Kenan was the father of Mahalalel. Mahalalel was the father of Jared. Jared was the father of Enoch. Enoch was the father of Methuselah. Methuselah was the father of Lamech. And Lamech was the father of Noah. The sons of Noah were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Japheth's sons were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. Gomer's sons were Ashkenaz, Rephath, and Togarmah. Javan's sons were Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. Ham's sons were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. Cush's sons were Seba, Havilah, Sabtah, Ramah, and Sabtekah. Ramah's sons were Sheba and Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod, who grew to become a mighty warrior on the earth. Mizraim was the father of Ludites, Anamites, Lehabites, and Nephtuhites, Pathrusites, Cashlahites, and Kaphtorites. The Philistines came from the Cashlahites. Canaan's first child was Sidon. He was also the father of the Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Sinites, Arvadites, Zimmerites, and Hamathites. Shem's sons were Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. Aram's sons were Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah, who was the father of Eber. Eber had two sons. One son was named Peleg because the people on the earth were divided into different languages during his life. Peleg's brother was named Joktan. Joktan was the father of Almadad, Shelef, Hazamaveth, Jera, Hadoram, Uzal, Diklah, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were Joktan's sons. The family line included Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, who was called Abraham. Abraham's sons were Isaac and Ishmael. These were the sons of Isaac and Ishmael. Ishmael's first son was Nebaioth. His other sons were Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedemah. These were Ishmael's sons. Keturah, Abraham's slave woman, gave birth to Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan's sons were Sheba and Dedan. Midian's sons were Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldar. All these were descendants of Keturah. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac's sons were Esau and Israel. Esau's sons were Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. Eliphaz's sons were Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, Kenaz, Timnah, and Amalek. Reuel's sons were Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. Seir's sons were Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. Lotan's sons were Hori and Homan, and his sister was Timnah. Shobal's sons were Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shephah, and Onam. Zibeon's sons were Aiah and Anah. Anah's son was Dishan. Dishan's sons were Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Karan. Ezer's sons were Bilhan, Zavan, and Achan. Dishan's sons were Uz and Aran. These kings ruled in Edom before there were kings in Israel. Bela, son of Beor, was king of Edom, and his city was named Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah, became king. He was from Bozra. When Jobab died, Husham became king. He was from the land of the Temanites. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, became king, and his city was named Avith. Hadad defeated Midian in the country of Moab. When Hadad died, Samlah became king. He was from Masrekah. When Samlah died, Shaul became king. He was from Rehoboth by the river. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, became king. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad became king, and his city was named Pau. Hadad's wife was named Mehetabel, and she was the daughter of Matred, who was the daughter of Mezahab. Then Hadad died. The leaders of the family groups of Edom were Timnah, Alva, Japheth, Aholabama, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Aram. These were the leaders of Edom. 1 Chronicles chapter 2. The sons of Israel were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Judah's sons were Onan, and Shelah. A Canaanite woman, the daughter of Shua, was their mother. Judah's first son, did what the Lord said was wicked, so the Lord put him to death. Judah's daughter-in-law, Tamar, gave birth to Perez and Zerah. Judah was the father, so Judah had five sons. Perez's son was Hezron and Hamal. Zerah had five sons, Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Darda. Carmi's son was Achan, who caused trouble for Israel because he took things that had been given to the Lord to be destroyed. Ethan's son was Azariah. Hezron's sons was Jeramel, Ram, and Caleb. Ram was Amminadab's father, and Amminadab was Nashon's father. Nashon was the leader of the people of Judah. Nashon was the father of Salmon, who was the father of Boaz. Boaz was the father of Obed, and Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse's first son was Eliab. His His second son was Abinadab. His third was Shemaiah. His fourth was Nathanael. His fifth was Radai. His sixth was Ozem. And his seventh son was David. Their sisters was Zeruiah and Abigail. Zeruiah's three sons were Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. Abigail was the mother of Amasa, and his father was Jether, an Ishmaelite. Caleb, son of Hezron, had children by his wife Azubah and by Jerioth. Caleb and Azubah's sons were Jesher, Shobab, and Ardon. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath. They had a son named Hur, who was the father of Uri, who was the father of Bezalel. Later, when Hezron was 60 years old, he married the daughter of Machir, Gilead's father. Hezron had sexual relations with Machir's daughter, and she had a son named Segub. Segub was the father of Jair. Jair controlled 23 cities in the land of Gilead, but Geshur and Aram captured the towns of Jair, as well as Kenath, and the small towns around it, 60 towns in all. All these were descendants of Machir, the father of Gilead. After Hezron died, in Caleb Ephrathah, his wife Abijah had his son named Ashur. Ashur became the father of Tekoa. Hezron's first son was Jeramiel. Jeramiel's sons were Ram, Bunah, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Ram was Jeramiel's first son. Jeramiel had another wife named Atara. She was the mother of Onam. Jeramiel's first son, Ram, had sons. They were Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. Onam's sons were Shammai and Jadah. Shammai's sons were Nadab and Abishur. Abishur's wife was named Abihail, and their sons were Aban and Malid. Nadab's sons were Celad and Apaim. Celad died without having children. Apaim's son was Ishi, who became the father of Shishan. Shishan was the father of Eli. Jada was Shammai's brother, and Jada's sons were Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without having children. Jonathan's sons were Peleth and Zaza. These were Jeremiel's descendants. Shishan did not have any sons, only daughters. He had a servant from Egypt named Jarha. Shishan let his daughter marry his servant Jarha, and she had a son named Attai. Attai was the father of Nathan. Nathan was the father of Zabad. Zabad was the father of Ephlal. Ephlal was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jehu. Jehu was the father of Azariah. Azariah was the father of Helez. Helez was the father of Eliasah. Eliasah was the father of Sismai. Sismai was the father of Shalom. Shalom was the father of Jechamiah. And Jechamiah was the father of Elishama. Caleb was Jeremiel's brother. Caleb's first son was Misha. Misha was the father of Ziph, and his son, Merishah, was the father of Hebron. Hebron's sons were Korah, Tappuah, Rekem, and Shema. Shema was the father of Rahem, who was the father of Jorkin. Rekem was the father of Shammai. Shammai was the father of Maon, and Maon was the father of Beth-zur. Caleb's slave woman was named Ephah, and she was the mother of Haran, Mosah, and Gazez. Haran was the father of Gazez. Jadai's sons were Regem, Jotham, Geshan, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaph. Caleb had another slave woman named Makah. She was the mother of Sheber, Tirhana, Shaph, and Sheva. Shaph was the father of Madmanah. Sheva was the father of Machbenah and Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Aksa. These were Caleb's descendants. Caleb's son Hur was the first son of his mother Ephrathah. Hur's sons were Shobal, Salma, and Haraph. Shobal was the father of Kiriath-Jearim. Salma was the father of Bethlehem, and Haraph was the father of Beth-Gader. Shobal was the father of Kiriath-Jearim. Shobal's descendants was Haroah, half the Mahathanites, and the family groups of Kiriath-Jearim. The Erethites, Puthites, Shumathites, and Mishraites. The Zorathites and the Eshtoelites came from the Mushite people. Salma's descendants were Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Atroth Beth Joab, half the Mahathites, and the Zorites. His descendants included the families who lived at Jabez, who wrote and copied important papers. They were called the Tirathites, Shemiathites, and Sukathites, and were from the Kenite family group, who came from Hamath. He was the leader of the people living in Rechab.